Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian here.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. And by the way, the site allows you to interact with not only our other listeners, but the show itself, the content of the program, by submitting different show prep suggestions to the website and then other listeners voting them up or down. Most popular ones make it to the top page of the site, meaning we're more likely to talk about it. And Mark, you've got something coming up. We're talking about the census here, and I've been discussing how I've refused, and we had Mandrick call in who told us how he also refused to answer the census, and they threatened to call the police on him. He still refused. They went away, and they haven't come back. So we've been talking about the census in general, but you've got a kind of a scary census story coming up here. Did you get that from our site? Where did that one come from, Mark, the census?
It's been a while since I got it. It might have come from freetalklive.com.
Okay. Yeah, just because we see it at the top of the website doesn't mean we'll necessarily use it that day, but rest assured, if it's on our site.
I save them if I like them.
Yeah, rest assured, if it's on our site, we're more likely to talk about it than not. All right, so we continue with your phone calls, though, about what you want. You can take control of the airwaves. Mark in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark. Hello, Mark.
Mark in New York. Hi, I have a story about the census.
Okay, sir, go ahead.
All right. It was probably about 3 days ago. The lady came by. She told me that I had not filled out the census. I had filled out the census.
You had filled it out.
Yes.
Okay, but she told you you had not.
Right.
Got it.
So she wanted me to fill out the questions again. I told her I'd already done it.
Uh-huh.
So I filled them out, and she left.
Well, that's a gripping story. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. I guess that's the average American story about the census.
It sounds likely that the census worker actually did. The census did lose his form, so...
I'm sure they lose things all the time. Their government. Remember, we told you a story recently about how the census's computer system, their little whatever tracking, their internal computer system that they had designed for themselves, is broken. The thing doesn't even work correctly. It's just they've spent millions of dollars on it, and they ended up scrapping the development on it. So it's no surprise they tried to go to electronic census forms and things like that, but the system didn't even work, so they're still doing paperwork on the inside of the census.
In 2010.
Right, so of course they're losing papers. And even if they were electronic, they'd still be losing things, because they still would have to take it from paper and convert it into electronic. And so it's bureaucracy. They just don't have the incentive to get it right. Let's continue here. You can bring up anything. And we talked to, I believe, Chella. He's on the line in Alabama. Chella, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. You got it right. I'm proud.
Oh, you're what? A kraut?
Proud.
You got it right. My name right. I'm proud.
Oh, okay. Chella, very good. So what was on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to call and share a census story that actually happened to me this afternoon after I got home from work. When the census came in, I did throw it away and wasn't going to participate. My husband felt the same way, and we're kind of waiting on the census worker with a little bit of anticipation. I was kind of excited for him to show up because it was like sort of my first act of civil disobedience since listening to you guys. I've been sort of inspired to get into the, you know, liberty movement and everything. And so
that warms my heart.
Oh, yes. So this afternoon, it was dinner time, actually, and I had a knock on the door, and a man with a little apron said U.S. Census on it came, and he was asking me questions, and I just told him that I wasn't going to participate. And he said, well, how much money do you make, and how long have you owned your house, and, you know, all these other probing questions. You know, I had heard that the questions were probing. They were, you know, a little bit over the bounds of just counting heads, but I had not, you know, never really looked into it because I'm just not going to participate. So he was, asking me all these questions, and then he was still, I shut the door. I tried to be polite because, you know, I'm from the South, so I was raised polite. I tried to be polite.
Sure.
And so I ended up just shutting the door, and he was still, like, yelling outside of my door.
Wow.
Questions at me, and I just locked the door.
Ma'am, I am obligated to ask you all of these questions. I will continue even though you have closed the door in my face.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. So I didn't call the cops, and I was going to say, hey, you know, I'm going to call the cops if you don't get off, you know, my property. But he ended up going away after about 5 minutes, so, you know.
I don't think calling the cops in that particular instance is going to work for you at all.
No, generally a bad idea to call
the
cops.
I think the cops likely will pull a gun on you and make you to answer the question, or just as likely, at least, to pull a gun on you and make you answer the questions.
Yeah, that, you're probably right. Probably true. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for sharing that, Chella. Did you want to tell anything else?
That was it.
Hey, I appreciate your call tonight, and would love to see you on the Shrine of Female Listeners one of these days. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Trying to recruit, you know, trying to get some more participation. It's easier now.
The Shrine Pimp.
It's easier now to get on the Shrine than it ever has been. You just go to shrine.freetalklive.com, and you can essentially submit your own videos and pictures there, and then it goes into a little approval queue, which I check on a weekly basis to see if there's anybody new. So shrine.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls, we'll go to, I believe, we have Bruce listening in Florida on the amp line. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind today?
I wanted to share an idea I had for how to handle the census coming to your door.
Okay, sure.
Well, I had them come. I last week explained the story about them when they came to my house, and it didn't go very well. So I thought next time if they come back again, what I'll ask them is, well, first they'll ask me to do it, and I'll tell them that I surely will fill out the census, but that my time is valuable, and I'll have to charge them about $6 an hour for the interview.
Make sure you get the cash up front.
Exactly. And, of course, more than likely they'll say no.
But then they know what your billing rate is.
Right, sure. But anyway, and at that point, I'll say, well, are you asking me to work without money, without pay? And what is that called? And so hopefully the idea is maybe,
well, that's,
you know,
fun.
Maybe it'll help them understand that they're trying to, you know, hold me as a slave.
You know, it seemed silly and pointless until you said that for me. You know, I think that most of the census stuff is just, it's having fun with bureaucrats.
That's exactly what it is. You better have fun with them. Don't take them seriously.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I know it's not going to do anything, but logical way I could argue it.
Look, I like yours. I haven't liked too many of the suggestions that have come up, especially the ones coming out of my partner's mouth here. So
What did I suggest that was a bad idea? I've been talking about being nice and coming from a point of...
Pull cameras on them! Scare the bejesus out of these poor people!
Well, there's nothing wrong with pulling a camera on these folks.
I like the way Mandrick did it. He didn't pull the camera until they threatened him.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to capture what the entire experience was like. I want people to be able to see what it's like to refuse to take the census.
I see your point.
And that's part of the documentation. You were calling it reality television or reality radio, and to some extent that's a part of what the show is. Anyway, thanks. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Oh, that's it. Have a good night.
Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go.
You know, on reality television, they find the craziest people they can, stick them in a room together, and see what happens.
How much reality television have you watched?
A little.
Let's go to Dennis, or this may not be Dennis. This is somebody on the amp line. Hello.
This is Dennis.
It is Dennis. Dennis, what's on your mind tonight?
Greetings, gentlemen. Well, first, I did want to thank you for allowing me to have a wonderful cathartic moment about a week ago. And really, it was wonderful for me to expound my feelings about some of the crazy people.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I do apologize for that, but...
I don't even know what you're referencing, Dennis.
Really? Oh, okay, cool. Well, whatever.
Have you been on the show in the last week? I mean, has he? I remember there was a call a while back where you got pretty upset. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, there's a thread on the BBS about how whiny I was, so there you go.
Well, they complained about everything.
Yeah, don't worry.
Anyway, what's up, man?
So I want to talk about Rand Paul and kind of like how that relates to New Hampshire.
Okay, sure.
And, you know, one of the callers earlier was asking the question about political actor, you know, an activist and a politician. And, you know, what's appropriate for each role to do. And a great difference, I think, is if you see what's going on in New Hampshire with activists and politicians.
Well, you know, what is going on in New Hampshire? I'm sure you'll tell us here in a moment. Hang on. More with Dennis. He's from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. We'll talk about them and why New Hampshire's special in a moment. 800-259-9231, and you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREETRIAL. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-310-4193. That's 800-310-4193. 800-310-4193.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the website. Click over into the podcast and go all the way back to the beginning of 2009. All free for you. at freetalklive.com. Government school is necessary to prepare young people for citizenship. After all, where else could a curious and creative individual learn how to be a meaningless part of a large and uniform group of dependent followers who are constantly being watched, managed, and told what to do? School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government-controlled education. You can visit their new website, schoolsucksproject.com, make your profile, join the forums, and help their ideas spread. Schoolsucksproject.com. As we go back to Dennis, Dennis Goddard from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is back on the show. Welcome back to Free Talk Live, Dennis.
Greetings, gentlemen.
So you were going to somehow tie in Rand Paul into the burgeoning and exciting New Hampshire Liberty movement.
I first saw Rand Paul in person, and that might have been the only time. I'm not sure. But it was at the 2007 Coalition of New Hampshire Taxpayers annual picnic. It's their one and only sort of fund-driving thing they do. And Rand Paul was there because Ron Paul couldn't be there. Mm-hmm. Although it was pretty cool in that when he was speaking, Rand that is, he was completely surrounded by people, you know, people in the crowd, people who paid to be in the picnic, members of the CNHT, with blue Who Is Ron Paul t-shirts from RonPaulHQ.com, the New Hampshire outgrowth that made the t-shirts when no one at their, like, their campaign.
You know, I want you to go on with the story, but you've just reminded me of something that I haven't thought of in a long time, where you were talking about how Ron Paul couldn't make it, so they sent Rand Paul as kind of like the fill-in. Oh, he couldn't have Ron, so here's his son.
That's the one.
It reminds me of when I was in elementary school, and I'm sure there are other people that are in my age range, age bracket, that that can relate to this. When I was in elementary school, there was this character on Nickelodeon, a television network, called Mr. Wizard. Now, Mr. Wizard, you remember Mr. Wizard?
I love Mr. Wizard.
Mr. Wizard was awesome, man. He was like, you know, kind of like a MacGyver for kids. He'd do all this science-y stuff, and he'd build things that bubbled and did neat things. I don't remember. It's been so long since I've seen it, but I remember loving Mr. Wizard as a kid. And so they would tell us that at the upcoming pep rally, they were going to have Mr. Wizard. And so the time passes, the pep rally comes, and everybody's all jazzed, man. It's like, yeah, Mr. Wizard's coming to our school. This is going to be awesome. And so what ended up happening was instead of Mr. Wizard, it was some guy who comes out and he says, well, Mr. Wizard sent me today because I'm his assistant. Or something like that. Basically, the line was, Mr. Wizard couldn't make it, kids, but I'm his assistant, so I'll be taking care of this today. And I think he then went and did some, you know, science tricks.
Stuff.
But it wasn't the real deal. It wasn't the real McCoy. It wasn't really Mr. Wizard. And so they actually kept pulling this trick over the years that we were in the school. And we figured out real quick that it wasn't going to be Mr. Wizard the next time either. But there's always a new batch of kids that doesn't know better. So, anyway, that just kind of reminded me of that. Go ahead with your story.
You know, I was just jotting down a note to myself. I have to get some Mr. Wizard DVDs for my kids.
There you go.
Yeah. So anyways, the next person, he was obviously, you know, Rand was obviously practicing stump speeching, which is cool. No one knew he can be in the U.S. Senate, right? But the next person, or one of the people to do a stump speech also that day, was a Free Stater, a woman by the name of Jen Coffey. And if her ears are burning right now, she's probably listening to this. But she got up and gave a speech because she was running for the New Hampshire House of Representatives, and she was kind of just practicing. And I thought her speech kicked the butt off of Rand's speech. I was literally tearing up when she was talking about being stuck in an apartment building in some big city with her baby in her lap, with a gun in her lap, with some people beating down the door. And her just hoping that the police got there quickly so she didn't have to use a gun.
Mm.
And so she's very involved with the Second Amendment Sisters now. And, you know, she talks about human, you know, self-defense basically being a basic human right, and very convincingly. So this lady got herself elected to the New Hampshire House of Representatives in 2008.
And she's a Free State Project member?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
And just yesterday, a bill got signed of which she was the prime sponsor.
Hmm.
Now, the thing to remember about this lady, oh, by the way, one of the co-sponsors of the bill was a fellow named Joel. Joel Winters, who was the first Free Stater to be elected to the State House. And the two of these people were some of the prime activists who organized a very famous demonstration in front of the Capitol about real ID. Back in, God, I forget what year, 2006, the year we didn't get it to pass, that we wouldn't follow real ID.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. The front page of the Concord Monitor. Anyways, So these two people got a bill passed as of yesterday that completely, there's no such thing as an illegal knife in the state of New Hampshire, which is a radical change
from
how things were 3 days ago.
So this is a lot of the...
Wait, it's been signed by the governor?
Well, here's the deal. Let me give you an idea of the accomplishment here. In a primary Democratic legislature, for what it's worth, and in a bill prime sponsored by a Republican, this bill passed the House of Representatives on a voice vote. They didn't bother to count. It was overwhelming. We just go move on to the next thing. It went to the Senate where it was unanimously passed.
Wow.
And then the governor, who is allowed to not do anything with the bill, he can quietly let it pass in the law like he does 95% of all bills, he chose to issue a little press release and have a little signing ceremony on this bill.
Jeez. This is a real success story.
It is
Dennis.
A real success story, and I'd like to point out that many people, and myself included, have said that essentially the successes of the Free State Project on a political basis here in New Hampshire are going to be negative successes in the sense that
they'll stop the government
from growing. The government from growing.
This is
in
the first real rollback, though.
Right. This is an actual rollback in government. This is a positive success.
So wait a minute, Dennis. Are you saying that I can have a switchblade on me in New Hampshire?
And sell it. You can possess it wherever you want, whenever you want. You could, it is yours to buy, to sell, to manufacture, to do whatever you want with.
There's
nothing in the law about it. There's no age limit.
Well, the city of Keene there's something in the law about it for convicted felons because New Hampshire has the most
that's so lame.
It's just on. I think it's on what they call cane swords, which is a sword that is hidden in a cane. Or
Mark,
something.
I guess you're just gonna have to go and get yourself elected so you can roll back all the convicted felons.
I don't think I need a cane sword. I'm a Quaker.
But
I mean,
wouldn't you like to roll back the convicted felons?
You're into the whole the cannabis thing. I hear. And I'm interested to know. Yeah. So I thought you'd be interested in one of the other free staters, who is also a first-termer and a Republican, for what it's worth, a guy named Cal Pratt, who has been elected to the State House. He sponsored a bill, was a prime sponsor, actually, of a bill to tax and regulate marijuana. So basically, you get a license from the state to sell marijuana for any purpose whatsoever, including recreational use. And, yes, they tax it. But, yes, you can buy drugs. And that bill went to the, of course, Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee in the House of Representatives, which is completely staffed by ex-freaking cops, except for the two pro-marijuana guys from Keene who are communists.
Yep. Yes. They are good on marijuana. There's no doubt about that.
Can you
tell us
about
more in a moment?
Can you hang on,
Dennis?
Can you
hang on, Dennis?
This is on the radio. They're jerks.
Hang on, Dennis. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll find out what happened with the war on drugs. So an actual rollback of the state here. Now, is the state rolling back in aggregate? No, but that's something positive, really. It's great news.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. $25. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can visit our website. We've got a lot of features there, and we give them away, unlike those other talk shows that would like to charge you for their sites. Ours is free, including features like the webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. And you can watch and listen to the show, as well as interact with other listeners, because our chat room is right there on the very same page. So watch, listen, chat with other listeners all free at cam.freetalklive.com, which is brought to you by MemoryDealers.com.
MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They have they have the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They're in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231, as we continue here with your phone calls. I think Dennis may be back with us here. I dropped off the line. Is this Dennis?
Yes, this is. Thank you. Right, Dennis, so I was talking about these jerks in the Criminal Justice Committee and the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of these jerks, it turns out, is running for governor because he doesn't think the current governor is lefty enough.
Yes. Yeah, that's what he's doing.
You know, I call him a jerk. He's going to be on my show in a couple of weeks, and he argues with me every single Wednesday when I give him a gold standard. He wants to, you know, argue.
Oh, he does not like libertarians. Yeah,
yeah. This same guy told me, in the state house, he said, I think they should bring back the 90% income tax bracket. What do you think? I said, absolutely not. You want to stifle innovation in the United States? And, of course, you know, off we go to the races at that point.
Well, he's an FDR lover then. Didn't the Depression last 17 years because of FDR's tax policies?
So anyway, this guy who is good on marijuana, but everybody else, well, everyone but one on that committee largely is cops and ex-cops and chiefs of police and ex-chiefs of police. It's the cops thing. And, you know, big surprise when the attorney general and the chiefs of police and all that testify that, you know, any kind of marijuana change is going to cause social breakdown. They listen. So, however, a free stater, another one that was elected to the state house, his first term, his first time he's ever been in the state house, a bill that he submitted got voted to retain, to stay, not to kill. Basically, they want to study it and bring it back next year, talk about it more, and figure out the details. And it's amazing. This video is on YouTube of these cops, these long-time cops, saying, look, this goes against everything I've ever believed about marijuana policy, but I cannot escape the conclusions. I cannot escape the logic I've been hearing over and over, and I have to go along with this.
Wow. So the logical, persuasive points that the marijuana reformers have been making in front of these former cops has started to sway them.
Now, the amazing thing is, right, that's three people who got elected. There's another one that's been doing other things. I won't belabor the point. All of these three people in the state house were basically trained by one mastermind politician libertarian guy who was named Dom Gorman, and he was the first political director of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. And what he's doing right now is basically training a clutch of liberty people who are going to be running in 2010.
What's it looking like, Dennis? I mean, because we've been talking about this over the years. As somebody who has openly on this show been somewhat critical toward the political side of things, but at the same time understanding that there's something different about New Hampshire. There's something – if you go to the Free State Project's website, you read the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire – it's really persuasive from a political perspective. The districts are smaller. There's fewer people here than in many other places. So it's just easier and cheaper to run political elections. It's not really it's not the realm of the elite here in New Hampshire. They only get paid $100 a year and et cetera, et cetera. So there's other reasons why it's actually possible to have an effect. And what you're telling us here are some real success stories, and you've been great about that over time. But one of the things that has been an issue is that it takes 2 years for for somebody who moves to New Hampshire to qualify to run for a state rep position. If you wanted to run for city council. No?
That's only true in the barest legal sense of the word. But in any real sense of the word, if you are trying to become a member of the House of Representatives, it takes you 2 years. And in 2 years, it can be done. But if you move here and think, oh, man, I can't do it for 2 years, you've already lost. In 2 years, you can win. You can know everybody in that little town, and you can win.
Yeah, you can volunteer. You can.
You're saying build your rep in the town for 2 years and then run.
And what all of these people do is they volunteer. This one lady is an EMT. She's an emergency, medical technician.
Mm-hmm.
You get things like that. People who volunteer in the community. Those are the ones that people will elect.
So what's it looking like? I mean, because but as far as qualifying for the election, you have to have been living on the voter rolls basically for 2 years in New Hampshire. And so the bulk of the movers for the Free State Project are really starting to show up within the last couple of years. There were some early people that they ran, and those are the winners, the people that have won that you're talking about, the four winners of the elections in the past. What was it, 2008? There was a few people that won, and then before that, there was one person that won. So this year, how many people are running?
The people that won last time in 2008, most of the people that ran on the Liberty ticket ran as Republicans. And in 2008, all people knew was they did not want more Republicans.
I think in 2008, the Republicans grew in number in the House, and all of them that grew were almost all very, very high on the NHLA, that's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance's
ratings
of their sort of liberty ratings. So Republicans grew, they just didn't grow as much as certainly they're going to grow in 2010.
But it's pretty early rather in the election game here in New Hampshire this year. So what are we looking at, Dennis? I mean, you said they're training candidates. Liberty-oriented candidates. How many people that you know of personally have thrown their hat in the ring, so to speak?
You know, I'd be hard pressed to put a number on it. I believe we have one dozen to two dozen what I call hardcore, really in it to win it candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Given if half of them, hell, if a third of them get in, we will at minimum double our number, which is huge. But what's really exciting to me is people who are. I think there's one free stater. He's running in the state Senate. A fellow named Jim Forsythe, who was known as a Ron Paul Republican. He ran for Congress as a Ron Paul Republican, and he sort of found Ron Paul at the Free State Project Liberty Forum.
Yeah, longtime supporter of this program, Jim Forsythe.
So he's running for state Senate. Very credible. I didn't think we'd get a beachhead in the Senate of any kind for years and years. That's a totally different cat.
So we'll see.
And we have at least three strong liberty people.
Jim is very strong.
Yeah, I'd like to point out, Dennis, that the focus has been on the House, and it'd be great if Jim got in the Senate, and I've supported him and sent money to him. I think he's a great candidate. I don't want to diminish him. But I think that in the House, this has been said by Don Gorman, by you, and it's the truth. If there are three dozen really liberty-minded individuals in the New Hampshire House, that is essentially the number by which most laws pass or fail.
Yeah.
And
that is the libertarian veto.
Right. It's the libertarian veto. If we can get 36 people, and it's extraordinarily doable, we're growing all the time. If we can get 36 people in there, and then you essentially have this voting block where the Republicans and Democrats have to come to us to say,
exactly. It's a game changer. We're no longer playing defense at that point. We are on the offense. And now these guys, whether it's the House or the Senate, wherever they're blocking something that we want, whether it be jury nullification, whether it be doing something with marijuana reform, whether it be firearms, with schooling, everything, these people are going to have to work their butts off to stop us.
Dennis, what is the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance? People can go to nhliberty.org. You get a forum there. There's ways you can support from outside of New Hampshire, support what the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is doing. It seems to me to be the most effective political liberty organization, I think, that's out there. I mean, across the country, it's incredibly effective. And what you're doing is unprecedented with the ratings of the candidates or the ratings of the politicians and the ratings of the bills and that sort of thing. But what do you all do? What do you offer for these candidates? Training? Do you endorse the candidates?
We do endorse the candidates, which seems to be a kiss of something very good. Certainly not death. Most of the candidates that we endorse generally get through, and many of them, they put that, you know, front and center. And it doesn't hurt to be the Liberty Alliance candidate supported.
Now, will the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance get behind an open anarchist? Because Andrew Carroll is planning on running as a Democrat out here in Keene as an open anarchist.
I support him 100%.
Fantastic. All right, Dennis, hey, thanks as always for the updates. Keep us in the loop. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. And thanks again. 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call. If you make it now to 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Another way that you can benefit Liberty, great Liberty-oriented organizations, is by shopping at Newegg. You can go to newegg.freetalklive.com. We haven't mentioned this on the show in a little while tonight, but Wayne, you reminded me of it earlier. Newegg.freetalklive.com. The money that we get from that purchase is actually delivered directly to the bank account of the CD Evolution Fund. So it doesn't even stop with Free Talk Live. It's our Newegg account. It's our commission account. We decided that we're going to send all of the money that we raised through it to the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. So you can go to Newegg, which, as you know, if you've been to the site, is an incredible site for ordering things like computer parts, various different electronics, televisions, monitors, things like that. If you're building a computer or repairing a computer, Newegg is the place to go on the internet. There's user reviews of everything that they have in there, and it's a really useful resource. Plus, they'll send a percentage or so of their net to the CD Evolution Fund, cdevolution.org, and you can go to newegg.freetalklive.com. All right, so let's continue with your calls. Ladies first, Helen is listening to WNYY in Ithaca. Helen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hi, good evening.
Hey, Helen.
I'm not doing anything with this census, but I was like a step above an enumerator. I was a coordinator or something. Mm-hmm. I was a trainer, you know, the census.
You don't just count, you add to.
Pardon?
You don't just count, you add to. It's a census joke, and apparently it fell flat.
Okay, I get it. Okay.
Got it.
But, since like a few months ago, and actually I don't understand this because I don't know why a few months ago anybody was working on the census, but there was a guy who was like brutally murdered who was a census worker. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, didn't they find out that he actually killed himself?
No, he didn't kill himself.
Was this the guy that was hanging from the tree?
And they had Fed painted on him or something?
Yeah.
This guy's practically an urban legend. You know, we did look into him because, you know, at the time it was a pretty big story, and we looked into him, and it looks like there's a lot of hoaxy stuff around this particular killing or death.
Yeah, like so much publicity in the media.
Yes,
you know,
the initial story had some misreported facts in it. Number one thing that was misreported was that the word fed was scrawled on his belly or his chest.
Yep.
That's not true. Also, what happened, they were reporting it as a possible homicide, but turns out he, now the police are saying he killed himself. So it really ended up not being.
It sounds like, you know, like I've done legal research, you know, to make money before, but it sounds like neither of us, we don't have, like, the facts.
Certainly, neither of us have the facts. We're not doing the investigation, but I'm just giving you the...
Like, we're looking up on the Internet. Yeah. I mean, that's all anyone can do right now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Okay.
I see it on my partner's screen.
I'm just saying, like, now you've got these guys, these people, and there's so many unemployed people, and they're working now temporarily, working as enumerators for the census.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you shouldn't be stirring up trouble for these poor people who are... Because I did that work myself. And, like, the one person who you had on the phone a few calls before, you'd never ask a person how much money they make or anything. You know, because I had both... Well, they actually sent me out after they fired, like, everybody else because I'm a pretty, like, friendly, kind person.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted me to deal with the difficult people, you know.
Yeah, you got the crazies.
And I, you know, I know both the long and the short firm. This is 10 years ago. And nobody, you never ask anybody how much money they made or something.
Well, that's
like
one of the questions on, I believe it's the short form, too.
Yeah, isn't it? Categories.
But it's not. I mean, I sent in my short form, and no way did they ask how much money.
It must be the long form, then.
I hesitate to talk to somebody who says they did it for a living, says that it didn't happen. Are you saying that there weren't categories of how much one made?
No.
None of
that.
But this was the 2000.
All right. That didn't happen 10 years ago. And this year, I received myself a short form, and I just filled it out, and I sent it back, you know. And had, you know, there's no questions about income. And I remember when I had to even go back and, like, interview person to person, like, these quote-unquote difficult people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never asked them how much
money. Well, maybe I personally wouldn't answer the question on how much I made. It's just not, it's none
yeah,
of the government's business. But I, you know, one thing that I find the most offensive about this is asking people's ethnicity. I feel
yes,
the government
race.
Spends a great deal of time trying to separate people by this particular quantitative.
I agree with that. You know what you can do? Check every box. You know?
Well, I haven't even gotten my census form. That's the other thing about this is, you know, what good is this counting method they have when they miss people? I know lots of people that say, I've never seen a census form. And that means that the government is failing to count. If they miss one person, how many people have they missed? And if they miss 10% of the population, what do they do to make up for those numbers? Are they just guessing?
Yeah, I know, but if you have a good local office, which we do here, I mean, it's good for you because then you get counted and you get more, like...
I don't want anything
more
from
what?
Them.
More
I
what?
I don't want
I
anything.
I know you know.
But I wanted to hear what you had to say. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, you get more funding. They want to know, like, how many, you know, like, as far as your budget for education and, you know, like, not everybody can be homeschooled and stuff, you know, so.
Sure,
like, you know,
but the education, I mean, the federal government only dishes out 6% when it comes to a school budget. So, I mean, when you're deviating that number, you know, they're moving it up a little bit and a little, little bit up, a little bit down. But 94% of the budget is coming from the state and the local, and
property taxes.
For me, it's about principle. I wouldn't care if my census form made the difference in something happening with the federal government or not. For me,
Ian doesn't pay taxes, so I mean.
Well, I don't pay the federal government as much as I can avoid, but for me, it's about the principle of not participating with a coercive, violent agency.
Well, I'm not a violent person at
all.
No,
no, no. You're not violent, and the nice census people that have come by to talk to me have not been violent. They have not even threatened violence, which I appreciate. But the fact is the federal government is an agency of coercive force. It is a monopoly on violence. And
last night we
people.
Read the story about how the soldiers in Afghanistan are executing prisoners.
Yeah, I know. But I hope you would just be kind to these. They're unemployed people.
Oh, I've been nothing but kind.
And by the way, we're keeping them employed. If they have to come back four times, I mean, that keeps them employed. It doesn't unemploy them. If everybody filled out their form and sent it in, then they would be unemployed.
One thing you can't accuse me of is not being kind to these folks. You can see my video interactions with them at freekeen.com. It's all up there. And they've been very nice, and I've been very nice to them in my refusals to participate. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It's the right thing to do to not participate as much as possible with a gang of you know, thugs. And I'm not saying the census workers are thugs. They're, like she said, just people looking for work. And that's what most government people are. But the fact is, behind every government program, there are men with guns who are willing to wield them against you or and put you in one of their cages. Behind every single program. And they could bring the men with guns out for the census if they wanted to, but they're not going to do it. It would be bad for their image, and it seems unlikely they will do that. We'll find out, though.
Well, this is also an election year, too.
This is true. Let's continue with Pam listening in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Pam.
Hi, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering how you felt about the process for nominating Supreme Court nominees, whether you feel like I do, that it's becoming so partisan, so political, and so unbelievably unfriendly that you wonder who else would even want to become a Supreme Court nominee.
Hasn't it always been partisan?
No, I don't think it has. I think she's right. I think it's
somewhat
partisan.
Well, back in the FDR days, he even threatened to stack the court with extra people.
And did.
Right.
And did, right. But you know what I found interesting? About maybe a month ago, they on a TV show, they had a Democrat, a Republican, and they had Ron Paul, and they were talking about Supreme Court nominations, and they got and the Democrat and the Republican were arguing that they should have Obama should either nominate a conservative, yeah, right, or a liberal. And then Ron Paul says, well, why not just how about a libertarian? And then the lady who's the so-called liberal says, wow, what a concept, somebody who's fair.
Right. That's right. I mean, I would think that people would just look and say, gee, who is the best person to do the job, you know, and then leave all the politics out of it. I mean, even for this poor nominee, they're even looking at her sexuality. I mean, come on. I mean, that's a non-issue. You know?
I agree that it's a non-issue, but it would be very Pollyannish to believe that that they would look at who's the best for the job. The person in Washington, D.C. that's best for the job is the person who's going to stuff the most money into the pocket of the politician that you know that is giving that particular vote.
And that's how it works. Bad laws they passed.
The best thing that could happen would be for the federal government to go away. Then we won't have to deal with this issue anymore. And I thank you for the call tonight. We're out of time.
That's
it has been Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We shall return tomorrow night. And you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And yes, the money question was not on the census, at least not this year. See you tomorrow.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.